بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. We always begin with the praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent. We send peace, salutations, salawat upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma fassalli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. We continue with our session, Al-Qur'anu fi hayati, Qur'an in my life, and how you and I, during this month of Ramadan, can bring Qur'an closer and can relate to the matters of Qur'an within our personal lives. We understand this fact that Qur'an, it plays a central role in the life of every mu'min, every believing male, and every believing female. And every person seeks to draw a close relationship with the Qur'an. Every person seeks to get reassurances from life and the matters that life throws at an individual in their different aspects and the different elements of their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Qur'an at various junctures gives us certainties and provides these reassurances in a very unique way. One of the ways that Qur'an provides and gives us reassurances is what is known as the huruf at-tawqid, or the letters of emphasis. What this implies and what this refers to, it refers to every single language. When we speak in the colloquial language or the everyday language that we speak, we don't really use words which are emphatic, but rather we use gestures or we use emotion in our tone which emphasizes certain things. Like, for example, if we are speaking to someone and they want to emphasize a point, and the hand gesture is used in a very emphatic way to emphasize and to make the point. So in everyday colloquial language, we don't use such emphasis. But Qur'an, in the journey and in the wordings of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures us time and again of many matters. And these are done via what are known as the huruf at-tawqid, the letters of emphasis. They're very small letters, very small words, and we often hear them towards the end of ayat. Like, for example, we hear inna allaha, that indeed Allah, or the word anna, or sometimes we hear in the beginning of an ayah, laqad, that Allah starts with such ayat. Allah ends the verses with such words, that inna, that indeed Allah. And Allah uses, although these are very small particles, they are very small words, but they are very powerful reminders of the certainties that Allah places in our heart. Very often we hear, even throughout Taraweeh, we hear many verses ending with inna Allah ghafoorur rahim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ السَّمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And these mean one and the same thing, that Allah is all forgiving, Allah is merciful, etc., etc. And it begs the question that why so many times that Qur'an repeat the same thing over and over? One of the reasons and the wisdoms behind this, Mufassirun, right, is to emphasize and to reassure us, to create certainty in the heart that wherever a person engages with Qur'an, whatever journey they are facing, whatever hardship, whatever difficulty, whatever happiness, whatever situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates certainty in the heart of a mu'min that, listen, this which we are saying, it is absolute. And we look at certain examples, even in what we read in the last few nights. Allah reminded us of the same, the certainty that Allah knows every single matter about you. That أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. that reassure yourself that whatever hal, whatever situation, whatever condition you are feeling, whatever emotion you are experiencing, nobody may know that coming across to everybody else, you may seem the most calm person, but nobody knows the turmoil that's inside of you. Nobody knows. And you wish that you could verbalize and tell the next person, but we don't often do so. Because in the case of a male, he needs to show a macho attitude, a masculine attitude. So he can't show the turmoil that he's facing as a husband, as a father, as a son, as an employee. He's got to show this attitude of masculinity. In the case of a female, there may be times where she cannot express her emotion, for fear of being called out to being over-emotional, that she just overreacts. And at times, this is our hal and our situation. And Allah gives us a certainty. أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ That indeed Allah knows. Don't ever think that in your life, what you are experiencing, that you can't show it to others, but Allah is aware of it. Allah is with you in that journey. The hardship you're facing, Allah is there. يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ Whatever you're concealing, whatever you're expressing, is it an over-expression? Is it an expression which the emotion doesn't demand? Is it an over-expression? Allah knows very well every single experience. You're not alone in that. And Allah assures us, because sometimes us as human beings, we go through different situations. The natural fitra of our life as human beings, the instinct is that it's never static. You can never be the same. We are emotional beings. There will be times that a person is happy. There's a time, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى Allah makes you cry at times, and Allah gives you laughter at times. Allah gives you happiness, Allah gives you sadness. Every situation a person will go through. But Allah gives us reassurance, certainty. Only through these two letters, this word, that أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ That don't ever feel deserted. Allah is with you in every single matter. And Allah gives us so many assurances of Quran. If we have to understand these assurances, our hearts will burst with joy. We stand in Taraweeh for so long. A person goes through the entire day, they're toiling, tired, physically tired, mentally tired, emotionally exhausted. And Ramadan is not one day. If we did it for one day, then we can tolerate one or two days. This is 30 days of consistency. There's no weekend. Sunday, Monday, every day is the same. It's day in, day out, suhoor, iftar. The cycle of Ramadan is a continuous one. And at times a person wonders, like all of this effort, is it going in vain? The standing of 2 hours in salah, the tilawah of Quran, Allah gives us assurance. That what is that assurance? وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ A few nights in Surah Baqarah, we read this verse, that you should establish salah. Do it. Pray your salah. Go through the hardship. Give your zakah, even though you may not be in the best financial situation. A person has to give zakah. They may be qualifying to give zakah, but they may not have the necessary cash flow by them. Every business is not like that. That the time of zakah comes and the zakah may be going well into the thousands. Yet a person doesn't have the cash flow because the nature of business is like that. Or our professional lives. Whatever it is. But Allah says that give the zakah. We know how difficult it's going to be for you to part with that. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُ Anything that you send forth for yourself, تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ You will find it that Allah stores it by him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ That Allah indeed is watching your actions. Allah observes that you're standing in Taraweeh and your feet are sore. Allah observes that you find it difficult to concentrate because maybe you don't understand. Allah knows the difficulty that you may have some other physical ailment, something else. All types of things. Allah is watching, observing all of these actions. And Allah gives us certainty in this. And then, in the final example, that وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. That whatever you do, any journey that you try, every one of us, no person is the pinnacle of perfection. Nobody has reached that. That was the state of the Anbiya. They were the people whom Allah gave them the assurance of hidayah and guidance. The rest of us, every one of us, are on a journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody is closer in the journey, somebody is further. Somebody has obstacles, others don't have. Somebody has an addiction to some type of sin, which they themselves know internally, they're striving very hard to overcome that. Something may be a secret that they can't disclose to others. One sin may be such that it's an addiction that is exposed, everybody knows. But a person is trying. Somebody in their personal life may not have the best attitude and best character towards their spouse, yet they're trying to better themselves in this regard. Every person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives assurance to this, that wa ahsinu, that you should not let up, that don't think because year after year I'm trying to curb that sin, that addiction, that wrong. Allah says, wa ahsinu. You continue to be virtuous. To your level best, you just continue. The small steps you will take forward, and then you will fail. And then you'll take a few steps forward, and you will fail. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin. Indeed, Allah loves. Ya Allah uses hub. Who? Allah didn't say the ones who are perfect. Allah says, I love those who are the muhsinin. That those who are trying to be virtuous, Allah says, I have a love for them. Allah knows that He created us with defects, deficiencies, shortcomings. But Allah gives us certainty that don't doubt my love for you. Know well that I love you. Ramadan comes. That don't get put off by those who say you're only a Ramadan Muslim. If that's the time that you're coming to the masjid, then do it still. If that's the only time you make it for Fajr or Isha or Maghrib, oh, that's the only time you have salah in your life. Yet you are trying. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin. Don't doubt it. Don't let others create doubt. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin. That indeed Allah loves this attempt that you are doing. So every time we come across the word inna, anna, know that Allah in these words, in this simple word, in these two letters, is giving us a very powerful message. May Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.